till 6, weekdays on 666 ABC Radio Canberra.
Bugger me, that sounds like a really good show with Georgia Steins this afternoon. Make sure you're listening after 3 o'clock. And look, I will be honest with you this morning. I'll be buggered if I know what World Delirium Day is all about. That's why I've got an expert on today to talk about it, because Professor Kesha Bale is from the University of Canberra, and they've designed a new tool which can hopefully diagnose or tell when people might have delirium. Professor Bale, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you this morning?
I am good. I am very good. A little bit early for me, I must say.
Well, yes, you'll probably, later on in the day, you'll probably feel a bit buggered, Professor Bale, but you've just got to fight through it. What is delirium?
Well, you've lent me in so easily.
Yeah.
It's where your brain is a little bit buggered.
Well, okay, what causes your brain to become buggered like that?
It's where you've got an acute kind of injury, where you've got an acute brain failure. So it's a short-term illness rather than a long-term illness like delirium, but where you've got your brain is dysfunctioning. So you can't concentrate, you've got lowered awareness, you might have disrupted sleep-wake cycles and a disturbed attention span, and this can affect your executive function and all your behaviours.
And is it mostly in older people, or can young people get it as well?
Anyone can get it. And so, you know, you might even see it in your children when they're really unwell and they start talking a bit deliriously. But yes, older people, so people over the age of 65 or 45 for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, are more susceptible to delirium.
And you mentioned it's something which just comes and goes. Like, how long can it affect you for? Days or hours, or what are we talking here?
Yeah, usually once you've got it will take days to recover from, but it obviously takes much longer if we don't pick it up early. We don't reverse whatever are the contributing causes. So things like medication, side effects, perhaps you've got some anaesthetic on board, perhaps you've got an infection that we haven't treated, all of those things will contribute. So we need to reverse those as quickly as possible, and that's why we consider it a medical emergency.
Which is a great segue into this great tool that you've designed. You guys, and I think Southern Cross University, is that right, Professor
Bale?
That's
right.
Tell me about it. How does it work?
So Southern Cross University and us have been trialling this for a while now. So we've conducted it with pilots, with carers as well in hospital. And it's an interactive assessment tool. So the carers can go online, learn more about delirium, and then have a series of questions that they can use to assess their loved one, because they know their loved one better than we do. They've known them for longer. They know what's a normal level of confusion or odd behaviour. And so this toolkit helps them to assess them and then communicate what they found out with their healthcare professionals.
And then what do you hope to use that for? I mean, obviously there's a lot of opportunities for sharing that knowledge and building up our knowledge of what's going on.
Well, obviously in those cases we want to use it immediately for the person who's in hospital.
Yeah.
So this is a multi-site trial. We've got 5 sites across New South Wales, ACT and Queensland. But we're really hoping that will help us pick these up earlier and then respond to that individual's needs, and then also use the whole program to better support healthcare professionals in that kind of cycle of awareness and responsiveness to better care for delirium. There's lots of things we can do once you've got a delirium, but they often take a carer to be involved as well. All the non-pharmacological strategies, helping them stay oriented, remember who they are, and keeping them active takes a real team approach.
And what's the links between delirium and later more serious? And I'm not saying that delirium's not serious, but obviously it is. But what are the links between that and much later in life having some more serious brain issues?
Yeah, so we say there's a bi-directional relationship between dementia and delirium. And so that is that if you get a delirium, particularly if it's long-lasting, particularly if you don't have recovery, and this is where it might be lasting weeks or even sort of into months, then you're more susceptible to getting to dementia in later life. But then on the opposite, if you have dementia because you've already got some brain dysfunction, you're also more susceptible to getting delirium. And it's also then really confusing for healthcare professionals because they don't know which of those confusions is normal.
Yeah. Is there a common sign if people are listening this morning and they suspect that a loved one or someone might have a buggered brain? Is there something that would be a dead giveaway?
Look, that's the trick, is that nothing's a dead giveaway. It's very dependent on the person and their presentation. Mm. There are two different kinds that we talk about, hypoactive and hyperactive. And so sometimes the hyperactive is where the person is unusually active and perhaps leaping over the bed rails or particularly active and walking around and pacing around the room. And hypoactive is actually really convenient for nurses and doctors in hospital because they just lie in bed more. But it's also a sign of brain dysfunction. And you can have mixed as well.
Congratulations on your work, Professor Bale, and good luck with getting it out there and spreading the word, because it is some very important work that you're doing, and good luck with World Delirium Day.
Thanks very much, and hope your brain doesn't get buggered either.
Well, some days it's more buggered than others, but I'm doing my very, very best. Thank you, Professor Bale. Professor Kasia Bale is from University of Canberra. Well done to Marcy from Turner, who was our 25th texter. Of course, it was